are listening to Look Who's Talking. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host, and our host, Jessica Coffey's in the building.
What it do?
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Cam. How are you?
I am doing well. Fresh off that break. How did you do your break?
Andrew, I went home to Paducah.
Oh, Memorial Day.
Yes, and I had the best country time.
The best country time.
You know, I feel like Paducah's a little bit more country than it is up here in Lexington.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha. So, first of all, that trip is, I'm sorry, it's just.
Yeah, it's 4 hours and a time change. Yeah. So it's kind of like you warp back.
It's like you're going to a different state.
Yeah. You know what? People usually ask, oh, do they have real roads in Paducah?
It ain't that bad.
We don't drive horse and buggies. Although, usually downtown, I do ride the horse and the buggy.
Look at her. So, what did you do? Did you cook?
Man,
I know
no.
You didn't cook. Exactly.
When I go home, I do not cook.
You sit up. Like,
you know what? I actually go to every restaurant that I miss.
Okay.
So, we have like Starnes Barbecue. It's the best barbecue you'll ever have.
Okay.
It's like smoked. Okay. So you don't even have to put hot sauce on it. Barbecue sauce.
Don't
do that barbecue sauce.
Y'all don't do that in Paducah.
No, but we do a hot sauce. But, okay. You know we eat fish and spaghetti together.
Yes.
And I heard that that's not a thing, but there it is a thing. You can get spaghetti as a side item.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That is a thing, but it's not a thing.
Yeah.
See, when I don't do leftovers, so once.
You don't?
I mean, twice, and then that pot is gone. Twice.
Are you talking specifically? Twice. I feel like you're talking about a pot of chili.
Pot of chili, spaghetti, any food. You might get two out of me.
I can do leftovers. See, with chili, I'll do a pot of chili. I like a bowl of chili with crackers. Then I'll do, chili dog.
Okay.
Yes, it will have the noodles and everything on it.
But you got to change
it
up.
Then I'll do chili nachos.
Oh.
Then I'll eventually get tired of it.
Yeah, you in them leftovers.
Yeah. But no, it's only certain leftovers.
Yeah. So I can do like spaghetti as the main, right?
Yeah.
And then I got to buy some wings with the spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? So I can eat it again. And then I'm done.
So if you can do wings and spaghetti, why not fish and spaghetti?
I can. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
You know what
people, you know the churches here do it. You know
do
that.
They?
Oh yeah. Well, at least Brackdown used to do that.
Oh. Well, yeah. People talked about me when
I'm sure.
Fish and spaghetti together.
Mm. That's
it's two main courses. No, it's not.
Well, macaroni and cheese is not a main course, but some people do make it a main course.
Well, that's true.
I'm not
you know, my aunt, she puts hot dogs in chili.
Oh, come on. Stop.
Oh, my God.
It's getting bad.
Listen, baby, she didn't have enough meat one time. And she
well,
put
see,
some hot
now
dogs
that's
in
a difference. You usually need to preface
but guess
it with.
What?
Yeah.
It's the best. And now, like, we're all like, hey, you make the spaghetti and make sure you put hot dogs in it.
Make sure. We don't want no beef. No sign of beef in there.
See, isn't that a sign that I'm real country?
Well, yeah. I mean, but what would be really country is if you knew how to cook all these things.
I do.
Oh, I mean, but you just said, you know, when you go home.
When I go home, I don't
cook. Okay.
But when I'm here, I do.
Say it like you mean it. Say it with your chest.
Listen, I cook better than people's grandmama.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Don't play with me.
Well, with that, I guess it's time for a coffee break. At this sizzling your spirit. Today's coffee break is brought to you by Head Start, the greatest experience you will ever have.
Wow, welcome to the coffee break. First, I want to, you know, congratulate and give a big ups to all the teachers across the nation. It is ending the school year, and I just want to say, job well done.
Yes.
Congratulations.
You made it.
You made it through another school year. So in a couple of months, well, really like in a month and a half, we'll see y'all back again. So enjoy your break. Now for a little positive affirmations. Today's affirmation I just want to say the obstacles you run into make you stronger. Don't look at an obstacle as something that you can't achieve or go over. You absolutely can. And when you come out of that thing, you'll be stronger.
Stronger on the other side.
Moving on up.
That's today's coffee break. Thank you, Jessica, for giving us an encouragement. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when you're going through the storm, all you see is the storm.
Right.
When you get on the other side and able to look back and say, look what I came through.
You know what? Something important that I discovered this year is I have to speak positivity into myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, really important.
Yeah. It gets your day started right, too, mm-hmm. you know? Because if you're not on your side, you can count on about four or five people might be in your life.
Right, right.
So you got to be on your side.
And if... Say that positivity stops when you get at work. Somehow you can make your way back to it.
That's right. That's right. Well, and when you, you know, you keep your worth not tied with what you do, but with who you are, that is essential.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Who do we have on the show
today? We have a very special person.
She's special.
To the... Department of the Office of Head Start. Well, not the Office of Head Start, but sorry, we done morphed into that. But the Office of Child Development. She is our Head Start Project Manager, Celeste Presley.
What's going on, Celeste?
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're glad you're here, too. Gosh, she is a ray of sunshine.
She is.
I tried.
Do you know the background of her name?
No.
Celeste, please tell everyone.
Okay. Yeah. So I actually had to explain this to someone last night, so I'll give you the brief version. My mom was a huge Elvis fan, so my last name happens to be Presley.
Uh-oh.
Just worked out that way. And she always wanted a boy. So, you know, Elvis's name is Elvis Aaron Presley.
Oh.
So my first name is actually Aaron, spelled the same way.
Oh.
So the boy way. So Aaron Celeste Presley. So I was literally named after Elvis.
She said, I don't care what you came out as. I've already made plans.
You are going to be Aaron Presley.
That's right.
I love it. I love it. And you know, and she... Her name is Aaron Celeste, but we all call her Celeste.
Yes.
But her email is Aaron, and we just trying to remember what that name is. So welcome to the show. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about Head Start today. And, you know, we just finished up, what was it, Community Action Month,
mm-hmm.
and just the importance of Head Start. Head Start is one of our longest running programs. Is that correct?
It is.
That is correct.
We opened our Head Start in 1965.
There it is. There it mm-hmm. is. And that longest running program has morphed into so many different things. It's such a vital part of who we are here at the council.
Right. And you know what, Cam? I can even Head Start, you know, at least our program has changed even since I've been mm-hmm. here. And that's been about 12 years.
Yeah.
We had two programs, and that was the regional, what we call the regional program, yeah. and our migrant program.
Yeah.
But since I've been here.
Since you've been.
Yes, we've gained two more programs.
Yes.
So I just think that's awesome. And just to see the evolution of, you know, how Head Start has changed within a small time that I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, taking it back and learning the history of Head Start and community action was really eye-opening to me. And it made me more passionate about the work I do.
Now, I call myself being caught up, but I'm not caught up because you just said two more programs. What are the two more programs that we have?
So those two programs are what we call the Early Head Start Child Care Partnership Program and then our South Central Head Start Program.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So,
I did know.
You know, all together we service, I think our number is 1947.
Yep.
And that's in 15 counties.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We're doing the thing. Well, what we got here on the show today?
Well, Celeste, we want to talk to you about
kind of what you're going through, what you're learning. Celeste is in a program, or it's not necessarily a program, but is obtaining, a certification in getting her certified, being a certified community action
professional. Yes.
We have at least a million acronyms here.
Now, Jessica and I, we went and got our CCAP together.
Yes.
And I know for me personally, it was a total learning experience because I had been working with the council for maybe 5-6 years. I can't even remember now.
No, I think it was longer than that.
Yeah, it had to be longer than that.
Yeah.
And just to understand some of the things, for me, mm-hmm. the history was what really motivated me.
You said the history motivated you?
Yes. The learning, uh-huh. learning our history and our roots.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know we're going to get into it, but those are the things that really kind of just like, wow, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how rich our history is.
Exactly. And, you know, where I was at the time we were taking or going through mm-hmm. the process, like, I'm just going to be 100% transparent.
Come on.
I was ready to leave. I was looking for other jobs because, you know, I didn't feel like I had that connection. I didn't feel like, what am I doing this for? Like, the stress of this job, like, man, I don't know.
Right.
But once I, like, learned the why, that's really, really important, the why. Like, the why and what took place before.
Right.
Once I got through the process of obtaining the certification, like, my management style changed.
Exactly.
My leadership changed. Mm-hmm. And I had so much more appreciation for the job. So, Celeste,
what you doing with
that?
Yeah. When do you take your test?
Next week.
Oh, my goodness.
Really soon. Yeah.
So how about, Celeste, tell us something that, you know, when you started, you know, studying for your CCAP, what's something that stood out to you that you were like, wow, I didn't know that about Head Start or Community Action?
Yeah, so, you know, I started at the council about 4 years ago, and I've been in a couple of different positions there, so I feel like I've had a nice opportunity to learn, you know, just different things about our programs, different things about the financial side, about the program side. But I never really knew anything about the history. So I'm going to echo Cam here. The history was really interesting to me. And going all the way back to Lyndon B. Johnson and the War on Poverty, I had no idea that our agency went back so far, that the community action movement went back so far, and that it was such an integral part of addressing poverty. That was the first thing that really struck me. I also love the fact that the more you learn about it, you learn about individual histories. So when we talk about Sergeant Shriver, for instance, and how he helped impact the community action movement, and he was kind of placed in a position where he didn't necessarily want to be. He had some hesitancy about taking on the community action programs and all of that. And I think that is reflected really well in some of the work that we do now still, because a lot of times, like you said, you were looking for another job before you got your CCAP. You kind of get burnt out and you wonder what you're doing. And, you know, it's a hard job to have. I think all of us have struggled at some point or another with wanting to leave, maybe do something easier. But when you get into the history, you get into just how comprehensive the services are and how significant they are, it kind of reignites that spark that you have for the work that we do and why we want to do it. So that's been great.
Wow. That's what I felt. I didn't know that we were so entrenched in the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of that came out in getting my CCAP. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this rich history we keep teasing you all with. You are listening to Look Who's Talking.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why don't you join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Community Action Council has funding available for those struggling to pay their utilities through the LIHEAP Spring Subsidy Program until June 2nd or until the funds are depleted. You must have an appointment to receive LIHEAP benefits. To schedule your appointment, dial 859-300-6960. That's 859-300-6960.
I love Head
Children love Head Start, and you will too. Community Action Council's Prep Academies are hiring now. Head Start is an early childhood education program for children from birth to age 5. Help us give more children the Head Start advantage.
Teachers, what are you waiting for?
Join our team of dedicated education professionals. Apply online today at comaction.org. What are you waiting for? The Head Start highlight word of the day is promotion. That is promotion.
You are listening to Look Who's Talking, and we are here with Celeste Presley, who is the Head Start Project Manager. Celeste, we were just talking about how basically Head Start has evolved in the history of Head Start. So I want to get a little bit into what are some of the programs that, you know, excite you for our families, our community to have opportunities with?
Yeah, absolutely. So we recently applied for Program of Excellence, which will be just a great designation for our program and for our agency. We're really looking forward to that.
It was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. Yeah, it was a long process. It was all hands on deck for a while. It was great. So in that process, I was able to learn even more about some of the programs that we offer our Head Start families right now. And, you know, we all know that Head Start began as a way to educate small children, get them ready for the next step of their educational journey into kindergarten. But now we have so many opportunities. We have a great focus on the whole family approach, and that is something that I think is just really great about our program. So we have gone from an education agency to an agency that really cares and invests in the community. Mm-hmm. So some of my favorite projects that we're working on right now would have to be the mobile food market that we have that goes around to our communities and offers shelf-stable and fresh produce and items like that. I think that's a great initiative. I know that a lot of people have worked really hard on that. And I think, you know, it addresses a very serious need in our community to provide healthy food and things that are affordable and, you know, good for our kids. So I love that. I also think that the job opportunities, the job training that we offer, CDL, CDA, CNA, depending on where you are in our communities, I think, you know, again, that emphasis on the whole family approach is really significant when we talk about poverty and the effects of poverty on, you know, multi-generational. Mm-hmm. So.
And while we're there, we're hiring.
We are.
Absolutely. Who are we hiring?
We are hiring teachers. Assistant teachers. If you just want to be a greeter, you need to let me know, because
we'll make it work.
We hiring for everything.
What?
But Celeste, you were talking about some of the initiatives and the projects that we're doing, and I think it's important for everyone to know that this isn't Head Start isn't where you just drop your kids off and
it's not daycare.
Yeah, exactly. There are things for the entire family. You mentioned a two-generational approach to where, you know, it's not just the child learning, but we have parent engagement where parents learn as well. And I just think that's awesome.
Yeah, I love that we have so many family engagement events and opportunities, everything from learning something new with your kids to helping them prepare healthy meals to you know, field trips and things like that. I think we offer a lot to families, and I know family engagement is something that's really important to our program. So parents, if you're listening, we would love for you to be more involved with our program. There are lots of ways to do that.
Yeah. One thing, you know, every time I talk to someone who has been in the Head Start program, they always mention the meals. learning like, oh, we got to pick our own bread and scoop our own food. And you know, you don't think about that. Like, it's like, oh, what's so important about that? But in a child's mind, giving them that individuality and allowing them to, like, learn that, oh, I spilled this milk, that's a learning opportunity. Yeah. And sometimes we don't look at things like that.
Absolutely. And sometimes we still baby our children when you all are teaching them to be more independent.
Yes.
And, you know, I mentioned in one of the shows that was my grandma, my wife, who is, you know, with our granddaughter, you know, she's still cutting up her sausage and stuff. And my granddaughter's just sitting back like, yeah, you can do it all. Although she went through the program, and I know she's pouring milk. I know she's serving herself and, you know, helping others. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, Celeste, let's talk about then and now. Again, we know you are going through this process of becoming a CCAP, a Certified Community Outreach Professional.
She got it.
Yes. So learning the history back then and seeing, you know, living now, what do you see? Like, you know, the fight back then, are we still fighting? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think absolutely. We are still in the same battle that we've been in. And in some ways that can be discouraging, right? Because we know that we want to make progress. We know that we want to move people out of poverty. And that's something that we aim to do as an agency, as a Head Start program in particular. I think it's important to recognize that we have made strides. We have the data, we have the statistics specifically for our own programs. For example, we know that parents who engaged with our CDL program were able to move on. They were able to get steady, decent paying jobs. And being able to offer that opportunity is something that not everyone can do and not every nonprofit can do. So I think that, yes, we are making an impact. I think that there's still a lot of work to be done. You know, we are following our mission and our vision and our values. But I think it's also important to recognize that, you know, this war on poverty is not over. It didn't end in the 60s. Mm-hmm. It's still very much ongoing.
Right.
If you look at poverty rates, we know that they have stayed the same and in some cases increased.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously not what we want to see, but I think it does speak to the importance of our programs.
Great.
Absolutely.
So this has just been a rich conversation because there's so much to learn. And there's so much, like, evolution that's happening. There's so much. We have evolved, but there's still room to grow. What are some of the things that you would like to see as a Head Start agency, as a community action employee? Some of the things that you are like, hey, I would like to see this or us tackle this conversation.
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I think that we, you know, as an agency are very involved in community matters. Mm-hmm. I know that we have staff who participate in different marches downtown and, you know, protests and things like that in their own time, of course. But sometimes we as an agency really need to step forward. I think one of the important obstacles that we have right now is addressing universal early childhood education and, you know, really bringing Head Start to the forefront as something that is universal. It is important to our kids. It is making a difference and an impact in our communities. And to me, that's definitely a big one.
Head Start is universal.
Absolutely.
It is.
It is.
And you know what? And that's something important that I want everyone to know. Because, you know, when you talk about early childhood education, Head Start is the foundation.
Absolutely.
Head Start is the foundation of early childhood education. And I think we already have the infrastructure in place. We have the success that's already happened and mm-hmm. continues to happen. So, yes, that's my
absolutely
phrase for the year. Head Start is universal.
It is universal. And, you know, it's always important to, you know, have your horn, you know, toot your horn every now and again, because, you know, if we don't recognize our accomplishments, then, mm-hmm. you know, others will not either. So it's just great to work in such a program that is continually expanding its roots. You know, she had mentioned the mobile food market. That's going beyond the classroom, but that's through Head Start.
Right.
So this program is trying to accommodate and deal with the entire family. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the best things that separates us from other programs.
Right.
Yes, you can get some education for your child, but these other things, we are you can't play with us. Mm-hmm. we're top notch. So
I like that we go beyond the classroom.
We go beyond.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that goes back to the whole family approach. We really put an emphasis on making sure that a family's needs are addressed. It's not just about the educational component. It's not just about the social component. It's about really ensuring that our families have what they need to succeed, whatever that looks like for them. And, you know, during the Program of Excellence application, I was able to communicate with staff from programs all over the U.S. Mm-hmm. And people were amazed at some of the things that we were doing. The mobile food market was a big one. I had another agency tell me that they wanted to try and roll something out similar because they were so impressed and they really loved that idea.
Oh, wow.
And I think it really makes our program stand out that we have so many unique opportunities to mm-hmm. engage with our community and our families.
And we also encourage our parents, our staff, whoever, to make your voice heard.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our projects come from us, you know, talking to staff, talking to families, talking to parents, mm-hmm. and assessing the need. But also we want to make sure that they're able to advocate for children.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are able to, you see what's going on in Congress with, you know, the debt ceiling and all of that.
Absolutely.
So just making sure, and I want to put a big push this year on making sure you register to vote.
Absolutely.
Because your vote matters.
Absolutely. And going through the, you know, the CCAP preparing us, you realize that we were really entrenched in being able to give people with low income a voice.
Yeah.
And so that's why we also talk about, you know, make sure you're registered to vote. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter who you vote for, what you believe, blah, 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 but use your voice. And that was something that, you know, we learned and are still doing. You know, we're still impacting the vote here at Community Action Council. So the advocacy is the other tentacle.
Yeah.
That we are at Community Action are doing. You know, we're trying to deal with all those different issues that affect people with low income.
Mm-hmm.
And voting is one.
Yeah, and is really, really important. You see with the debt ceiling, what folks don't realize is that affects funding all across. So, you know, on the news this morning, they were talking about, man, if this is going to affect SNAP,
right.
Well, how many people are on SNAP?
Right.
You know, that's right. A lot.
That's a lot.
You know, it could also affect whether we're able to pay our staff or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so making sure that you have someone fighting on your behalf.
Absolutely.
That's why it's so important to go out and vote.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It makes me think of Michael Jackson's Change. I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
You just love singing, don't
I
you?
Do. I'm going to make sure I sing.
I can confirm this. We sing often in our office.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't matter if it's on key or not, right?
It does not matter.
We just singing. We out here in these streets singing. Well, that brings us to the end of the show. Celeste, so grateful and thankful to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you guys.
We are just this new show. We need you to share. We need you to like. We need you to tell your friends. We need you to listen and continue to listen to Look Who's Talking.
Look Who's Talking.